Hello and welcome to the Aurora Energy Research Podcast. I'm Richard Howard, Aurora's Research Director. This podcast is one of a series that will be letting you know what to expect at our Spring Forum, which is taking place in Oxford on the 19th of March. It's the most senior event of its kind in Europe and is referred to as the Davos of the energy industry. The theme of the event will be the future of energy, a huge subject, and as a result, we'll have a wide range of experts sharing their thoughts. One of those experts is Audrey Zibelman, CEO at AEMO, the Australian energy market operator. She's going to be taking part in a discussion on future energy policy, which will include topics such as climate change, security of supply, and European integration. Audrey's been speaking to the Aurora team ahead of the Spring Forum.
Firstly, Audrey, thanks for taking the time to speak to us over the phone all the way from Australia. Can you give us an idea of what your take's going to be on future energy policy?
Our focus here in Australia is how do we integrate energy and environmental policy, but even more importantly, because we have a high degree and rapid degree of increases in renewable resources and are dealing with the effects of climate change, really, how do we make certain that our energy markets, our regulatory markets around energy, and how we operate the system can be adapted to an environment where climate change is really a reality?
And what about the other participants? Is there anything in particular you're going to be listening out for?
I'm certainly interested in hearing from the other participants from Europe and the U.S. on what they're experiencing in this space. Many of us in the industry, National Grid being one, California ISO being another, are really confronting the issues of the fact is that when you hit a certain volume of renewables on your power system, it really changes the dynamics of the system. And the tools and the practices we developed in the last century to deal with systems dominated by large-scale dispatchable generation need to be updated and at a speed and practice that is much faster than this industry is habitually operated in. And so sharing these experiences, talking about what it means when you hit this inflection point, I think will be really critical. Certainly Ireland's another organization. And what some of us share is that, particularly of AEMO, we're an electric island, or Australia is an electric island. So it makes life very interesting.
When it comes then to the future of energy, what are your big worries? I suppose, what keeps you awake at night?
I think that the fact of the matter is, what we see is once you start exceeding 35-40% of your resources where you're dependent upon renewables, the risk profile of operating a real-time power system changes dramatically, and we need the tools to be able to manage it. That is, I think, as an operator, that is certainly something that keeps me awake. And the other element of it is the fact that we're transforming from a technology, fossil and nuclear in some places, where there was a huge amount of history and understanding of how these resources would respond to various events on the system, to technologies that haven't been time-tested, and also in Australia, where may not be equipped to deal with the harshness of the climate. So all of these things, frankly, have to be solved if we want renewables to be a serious component of our resource mix going forward.
So what's exciting you about the forum?
Well, you know, I have a lot of opportunities to engage in the industry, but what I'm excited about the forum is that it is bringing together international players with diverse experiences, but a common need to really start addressing change. And I think for many of us in the industry, there's an impatience about getting on with it, and particularly those of us in operating positions, a recognition that we need to be bold, and we need to really be really full-throated in saying, look, this change is occurring. It's happening at a pace that's faster than really was imaginable for some of us, you know, not even a decade ago, maybe even 5 years ago, people weren't thinking about it happening this quickly. And we really need to get on with it. So having that international conversation, really thinking about the policies and practices that need to be in place, and then creating really a cohort of people in various places that are addressing the same issues, able to talk about it at a broad level and a level that talks about it as on how it will happen, what we need to do as to a debating around policies, I think is really useful.
That was Audrey Zibelman, CEO at AEMO, the Australian energy market operator. I hope this podcast has whetted your appetite ahead of the event on March the 19th. If you want to attend the forum, which is being sponsored by Greenco Capital, MUFG and Barclays, then tickets are still available. Go to our website, auroraer.com, for more information. Keep an eye out for more podcast previews in the next few weeks. There's going to be an episode released just after the conference itself that will give you a real flavour of the day and what was discussed. The best way to get hold of these podcasts as soon as possible is to subscribe to this podcast channel. Free, of course, on whatever your favourite platform is. And if you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, that would be much appreciated. Thanks for listening and goodbye.